This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
In the sense that a lot of the small town and rural people are now highly sophisticated. And how they get their information. And there are zillions of new websites now, all trying to advance their sort of conservative to right-wing radical cause. And a lot of times we're not playing on the same field. And
Bill Clinton, they're saying that, you know, something the Democrats need to understand is rural voters are now incredibly sophisticated in how they get their information from far right-wing websites. Is that really what happened in this last election? Let's talk to our friend Tyrus
here. My most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, and his book, which would make a wonderful Christmas gift this holiday season. Enough said. You can get right now. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's a little easier to do the job now, even though the news continues to keep coming out of a fire hose, essentially. But there's a lot of post-mortem that's being done for the Democrat Party at this point in time. And I haven't seen a whole lot of, there are some Democrats, some people on the left out there who are getting it right. But other ones just seem to be swinging and missing on what happened in this election. I'm wondering what advice you'd have for the Democrat Party on how to maybe not lose so poorly in 2 years right now.
Well, they didn't. First of all, you have to run an honest campaign, which they did not do. And that's not a, apparently that's more the progressive way. They, we saw, they lied to us about President Biden's health. There's not a, this, the whole notion that they're saying we lost because of message. And that's the problem. They're not even in defeat. They're still willing to double down and be like, we're not the problem. The American people are the problem. She didn't get the message out. There wasn't enough time. Trump promised, you know, them things that she didn't do. And that's not what it was at all. You decided to have an unfit man sit at the House in the chair of the presidency while you guys ran your little programs and put in your DEI stuff. And you did all the stuff in the face of the American people, just like Bud Light did, is these CFOs and these people who are completely out of touch with reality and their own little virtue signaling thing, and they're like, oh, I put this person unqualified. That was a complete rejection from the American people. So they don't get it. They don't want to get it. You'd have to look in the mirror. You'd have to be honest that you ran a campaign, one of the most racist, anti-human campaigns of all time. When you look at referring to somebody as Hitler, referring to people that support him as Nazis, a black man who supports him isn't a black man. And then at the end, they said, oh, it turns out, you know what? It's not just that white people are racist and bad. Turns out Hispanic men and black men are too. So they've learned nothing. They're trying to find a way to make themselves the victims. You know, I'm waiting for the Russian collusion stuff to start up again. They saw the will of the people. They've lost all three of the major sets of government, and you would think that would be, you know, for the next 100 days when he's sworn in, that those 100 days they'd be working with him and showing the American people that they get it, but they're not. They're going to go out of their way to same. They're going to do the same formula because they're in too deep, and it's unfortunate. So you always want to have two sides, two options, three. You would even be better with just no third parties ever to get it off the ground, it seems like. But hopefully with this administration, I think they're going to do make a lot of campaign promises while they have the House and Senate. But I think the Democrats and progressives are going to try to wait it out and cause as many problems and roadblocks as they possibly can.
Well, you know, I think the Democrats, over the course of time, they'll be able to reconcile some of the things that happened leading up to 2024. But Donald Trump, he made it clear, which is the opposite of what Kamala did in her campaign. Donald Trump made it very clear on the different things that he wanted to do. He didn't really parse words or anything. He said what he wanted to do, and now he's putting people in, nominating people who are going to be able to carry out those things that he said he wanted to do. What is your advice to those Republicans who find themselves really with a great opportunity in front of them to actually deliver on promises they made during the campaign?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here's the thing. You've got about 90 days from the time he's sworn in to get things done, to get things going. And we also understand that the draining of the swamp is not just the left. We have Republicans who are in office just to get reelected, just to keep the ball moving. They like money from the lobbyists just as much as the Democrats do. They like the money on these committees to do a bunch of nothing. It's a, you know, so let's not kid ourselves. We're going to see probably Republicans trying to see what's in it for them to play along, and that's where the American now we since we've made politics like sports. Mm-hmm. Now we need to look at the individual senators and congressmen and keep stats. Campaign promises, what was delivered, are they using their vote to try to get their buddies jobs, or they're trying to get other things put on the bill? Like, that's the stuff the American people we need to look at, to Bill Clinton's point, to where now we have technology and smart. We need to put stats on these people in office, and if you have the House, the Senate, and you cannot get the promises done to the American people, then we need to look at corruption on the right as well.
Yeah,
because this should be a no-brainer. Everything that he got the majority, he got the popular vote, the electoral landslide. I don't need to remind you who called it.
He did. Yes, he did.
But he got those things. Those are a strong, clear message from the people, and they should be bending over backwards to help him. This isn't like she got the pot. This isn't a Hillary situation where she got the popular vote and he didn't. You know, and it was, oh, could there be this and that? This was clear. Concise. It was over by, I said 10 o'clock. In truth, it was 9 o'clock. Just the networks didn't have the guts to call it. So there should be no issues. So it's interesting to see. We should be taking notes, remembering the names of the people who are suddenly not with the program, so to speak.
Yeah.
He has a right to run his agenda. If his agenda doesn't work, that's why in 4 years, well, he'll be done. But that's who his predecessor, whomever's coming in, well, that's going to hurt them, and that will give the Democrats, in their mind, another shot. So maybe they're just going to disrupt, wait it out, and try to get scandals and other stuff going. Instead of actually governing. And that's the problem we have right now in this country.
Yeah, and a fair media and a fair press focusing squarely on what matters to the American people.
Just
and not
do
this
your job.
Yes. What do you make of the Mika Joe visit to Mar-a-Lago, the possible sale of MSNBC? Like, there could be a pretty dramatic shakeup in the landscape for cable news, but also news across the board, the traditional ways people get their information.
I think the institution news is fine. It's the imposters who've been sitting on news channels need to go. If anyone ever wants to talk about integrity, Joe and Micah, whatever the hell, that has to be one of the lowest forms of just human behavior I've ever seen on the grandest scale. Like, you literally called him stupid, dumb, misogynistic, convicted felon, Hitler, Nazis. Joe Biden was so smart and quick. He's the best Biden ever. They sat on there and they called Trump this and that. And then, oh, we lost. Oh, you know what? We're going to go because we had some minor differences. No, you went all in because you were looking for book deals and appointments and all this stuff with Kamala and then paid endorsements. And they were part of the DNC. They were part of the progressive movement because they saw opportunity and they didn't want equality. They wanted advantage. And they had it for a little while. They were able to cancel any person who spoke out against them. People who were anti, didn't want to do the vaccine. They said that they were the problem. They were terrorists. They were this. So that their whole thing, this is literally like a campaign of hate. And then when it's over, they want no cash bail on accountability. Mm. So they're just going to show up to his. I have a position in mind. I don't need to get paid for it so I can keep my other jobs. I think I'm the president, and I will just be his director of BS and overall effery.
I appreciate
I'm
your candor.
Yes, effery. But I think you understand the word I'm using there.
Yeah.
And then when they come to see him, I will be the greeter to inform them that he will not be seeing you today.
Yeah.
But he said he came. He didn't keep his word. He was dishonest. Much like you have been for the last 10 years. So I guess it's just on me. It's laughable. But because I've sat in the room with the president and had conversations with him, this is who he is. I think sometimes he says it's just business mentality. And if it's good for the country, he will work with you. Every person that he's appointed at one time has been opposition.
Including his vice president
of Elon,
yeah.
But he was—he's willing to work with anybody. So they thought they could take advantage of that. They thought, you know, and I, honestly, nobody can trust neither side. They should invest in wind because they go with whichever way the wind blows. Bandwagon is an understatement, and they're just—it's shameful. But you know. Not surprised. It's more important to be on TV and spout off at the mouth and make money and tell people lies and carry them as truth is more important to them than integrity. To apologize to American people for being a part of a campaign of hate, to call somebody Hitler, that's not something you come back from. I equated it with calling somebody, it would be like calling me the N-bomb. You're not going to be able to come back from that ever.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of like, I don't have to fist fight. I just won't have anything to do with you.
Yes.
You know, and there's been far less of things said about me. And there's people who have said things about me, you know, at wherever I'm at. And when I find out about it, I'm very direct. Like, listen, I won't work with you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the proper reaction. It's the proper reaction to cut off and to move forward in those situations. And it just seems like the last 10 to 15 years, there's been a lot of being offended over being offended instead of people just making decisions and rearranging their life accordingly. And this election really reflects kind of what you're saying here. Like, enough of that. Let's get back to the adults.
Nobody wants to hear the news commentator's personal opinion. I am a entertainer and a comedian and a common sense. You know, lately I've been told I'm a scholar, but philanthropist or whatever the hell. I don't know. I wear a lot of hats. Irregardless, I stand by what I say. I'm not a journalist. If I say something and research it and go through and I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to come out and say I'm wrong. If I supported President Trump after my interviews, and let's say during the interview, everything that I was told about him was true, okay, from the left. After that interview, I would have been like, man, I just sat down with this individual, and there's no way in hell I'm voting for him. I would have no problem saying that I was wrong, just like I told him that I was wrong. Because I had let some of the media where I'd say, like, well, you don't want to put up with his tweets and all, you don't want to put up with this, his deeds, without actually ever really knowing the man, which is difficult because not all of us are going to get that opportunity. But if you do get that opportunity and you do sit down with somebody and you see who they are and then it's your right to tell the truth.
That's right.
It's like they know that just the fact that he would see them again tells you about who he is, and the fact that they were so tried to, like, we would be like, America would be proud of them, like, oh, we had a meeting with, and we have some subtle differences.
Yeah, like, he, the understanding of who Hitler is,
that we would be in cages, biracial people would be thrown out of the country, like the stuff that they were saying, our democracy would be over, there'd be the last time we have an election, there'd be a dictator on day one. And all these things, there are people that believe them, that trust them.
Yeah.
And they just bailed on them after convincing them that if they didn't do something, you see the videos of these people who are scared and stuff, that is their responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they created that. They manifested it. And then they tried to make money off of it.
And a lot of their fans should sue them. People should sue the networks. You knowing and willfully, and it's not misinformation, flat out lied and ruin people's names, and anyone who supported him and went on that network was ridiculed. A woman was denied a job because of how she votes. Like, this is the stuff that they pulled, and everyone, like, and they're telling us the reason why they lost is because they didn't have enough billboards up. You know, the reason why they lost is because they couldn't book Def Leppard for the inauguration. Like, that's not it. And you know what? That doesn't mean the pressure is off the Republican Party. You have to deliver to the American people. Or we might be seeing an independent rise up in the next election where they're like, both sides have had it, neither one of us delivered, and it's time for something new.
That's right.
I strongly feel that way. But the Democratic Party, as we know it, I don't think will be the same until they have overall change. And I don't see anyone, except for like... men like Harold J. Ford and things like that you can sit down and have a conversation with. And there needs to be, those are the people that need to be moved to the Mnuchins, and need to be moved to the front of the line to where they can get back to being the left and not the extreme stuff and not the gender ID politics and DIE hiring anybody you want to that makes you feel good while it hurts the American people. I mean, that's just, it's insanity. So.
Well, Tyrus,
you always
bring common sense to it. It's usually much more simple than a lot of people want to make it in this industry, and you always bring it down to the basics, which people appreciate about you so much. So we're looking forward to having you back again soon. We'll be here next week celebrating Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, Pie Day, everything. We appreciate you.
All that. Yeah, Calorie Day.
Yes, exactly. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, Tyrus. He's a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick, and his book is out, Enough Said, the follow-up to Just Tyrus. Go check it out. We're going to take a quick break, real quick break here, and Tammy Bruce is going to join us when we come back. I love talking to Tammy. She's so fiery. She was kind of the motivation of, like, stay the course. That's what she would say, stay the course going into this election. And have we talked to Tammy since the election?
No.
No, we haven't? Okay. So let's take a little victory lap with Tammy Bruce, but ask her what's next for the Republicans. I'm very curious of what Tammy wants to see Republicans do with the power entrusted in them by the electorate. Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce next on The Andy Frey Show.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.